Supporting New South Wales thoroughbred racing every day. Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
22 minutes to 10, time for our Wednesday preview of Warwick Farm. And as I welcome in Paul Joyce, we're really hanging off the weather, aren't we, Paul? We've got a soft five with only 1 millimetre of rain. It's just a question of how much gets to the western suburbs later today.
Yes, good morning, Andrew, and that's exactly right. Just keep an eye on the weather. Obviously, these tips are done for a genuine soft, but we could well drift into the worst range towards that heavy range if the showers hit. So keep an eye on the weather. The first race isn't until 1:45, so still plenty of time up our sleeve.
Yeah, Ray Thomas is with us. It's a case, Ray, where you've done some mixture of form, I suppose.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, it sort of worked on a softish to heavy track. I think that rain is coming, Andrew, but good to see only the 13 scratchings because the fields were on the small side anyway, so most of the races have held up pretty well.
And as we welcome in Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au, we've got a late one in the first here, Glenn Fencourt. Race one, number one's a late scratching.
Yeah, and I think that makes it the last two times it's been down to go to the races, Andrew. It's been a late scratching, so there must be a problem with it. But we've got a good cross-section here. Paul, of course, in the rarefied air of the Shire, telling us what's happening towards the south. Ray, are you domiciled in the office or the palatial Ray Thomas expansive land out to
another
the west?
Fire alarm to happen later on?
Yeah. I hope not.
And I'm probably closest to Warwick Farm at the moment, and it is raining at my place only very, very lightly. I must admit, I'm a bit surprised they only registered
the
one mil.
Well, we'll just have to monitor it as we will here on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Racing.
Radar looks pretty ordinary, but most of that rain is to the northeast.
Is off the coast, we've just got to wait. All right, well, give us this revised market for the first with Fencourt number one, a late one.
Yeah, the Huston at Vinery Maiden here, the 1600-metre race. And Preferido, taking to the races today with a lugging bit on and winkers on, is at $3.60. Royal Navy, the $2.80 favourite. San Pablo, with that lugging bit on and race plates on, at $17. Sizzling Bullets, a $7.50 chance. Arizona at $5.50. And Albalissa is a $4.40 chance. Most popular running, Fencourt, there wasn't a bean for it, so this hasn't affected what's been the best back runner. Best back runner is actually Royal Navy, and it's a drifter this morning. After the scratching, work that one out. 270 out to 280. Second pick is Preferito. And third pick, dollar-wise, is Albalissa. And we'll have John Thompson in Tab Talk just after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, look, only six runners, guys, so not much speed here. Preferito, the obvious leader. Our stablemate, San Pablo, could go forward, but won't apply any pressure. And I expect Royal Navy, Ray, to settle a lot closer today.
Yeah, I had this down to a match almost, Paul, between Royal Navy and Fencourt with that late scratching of Fencourt. I think Royal Navy can get favourite backers off to a flying start here. Look, Preferito will lead, as Paul suggested, and may get his own way in front, but Royal Navy won't be too far away. It's beautifully bred Fastnet Rock Colt. Two starts, two excellent minor placings, including a last start to Suzanne at Canterbury. The key today, stepping up to 1600, should be ideal. He's ready to win number three, Royal Navy, from two, Preferito, who will get that soft lead. The mile might be a slight concern, but with that soft lead, he'll be hard to run down. Number seven, Our Belisa, and six, Arizona, the best of the rest. Three, Royal Navy on top. Should get punters off to a fire. 3, 2, 7, and 6 in the first.
Yeah, I've just gone the other way, Ray. 2, 3, 5, and 6. I think Preferito's had that run over the 1550, which will hold him in good stead compared to Royal Navy, who's coming straight up from the 1250. So that's the only reason. Sorry, I've gone that way, 2 and 3. So 2, 3 on top. I've got the two Waller runners, Sizzling Bullet and Arizona, for third and fourth. Like the trials of Sizzling Bullet, obviously he failed on the heavy on debut, so he'll hope for a slightly better track today. And Arizona, she struck a good track on debut at Kembla, but that was over 1,400. She got back and ran on, so I think she'll appreciate the mile. So I don't think it's a put-in-take-out job here. I'll just watch and see this one. 2, 3, 5, and 6.
Darren Flindell calls all the action. He likes the two on top to beat 3, 6, and 7. To race two here, the Tab, more than just winning.
Yes, it is more than just winning. But I tell you what, it's more than just winning with something big coming up from the Tab on the weekend, Andrew. I won't preempt what's going to happen.
I like a good tease, though.
You do. In this race here, Beretta with Chris Lees here. And Chris will join us on Tab Talk to tell us why he's preferred to run Beretta in this race than the one later in the day. And it's a $3.80 chance. Dingu Mountains, $1.65 and favourite. Carluca at $4.60. Granite Belt, which Chris had and he scratched here, 6 cents a win and 8 cents a place, the deduction for it. Royal Jackpot, a scratching, 9 cents a win and 12 cents a place for it. And Zadok, the crease for Putty Davies down from Cessnock, is a $9 chance. Well, the best supported runner of those four that are left is Dingu Mountain.
Yeah, look, only four runners. You'd expect Zadok the Priest to lead with that light weight. Beretta probably trails. Then we've got the favourite, Dingu Mountain, third, and Carluka fourth. That's the way I've mapped them, Ray.
Yeah, just a small field, obviously. Dingu Mountain, very short, but comes out of Saturday class where it won at Rose Hill back in mid-June. 9 weeks between runs, I know, but did have a nice trial earlier this month. Importantly, handles soft track conditions very, very well, and has the master, Hugh Bowman, on top. Look, he's very short, but looks the winner, number two, Dingu Mountain. Number one, Beretta. The rain does come as expected. The wetter the better for this horse. He was very good at Newcastle last out on a Beaumont track on a bottomless heavy 10. Beat a nice horse in You Are Golden quite convincingly there. So, as I said, more rain that comes, the better the chances for Beretta. Of the rest, the other two runners, 6, Zadok the Priest, and 3, Carluka, will run well. But the top two have it between them, Paul. I've got 2, Dingu Mountain, the hot pot on top, from 1, 6, and 3.
Yeah, agree that the top two have it between them, although I'm going with number 1, Beretta, on top, 1, 2, 6, and 3. Most of the reasons you mentioned, Ray, obviously a bit of rain won't hurt his chances. I think Ray's fitness definitely on his side. He's had those two runs back from a spell, whereas Dingu Mountain's first up. But the biggest thing here is in this small field. Beretta's going to be in the gun spot, ready to hit the front, turning for home.
Oh, the gun spot. Well done, Paul. Beretta in the gun spot. Well done. Will he shoot clear?
He'll shoot
very
clear.
Good.
I think he will. Yeah, I think you're right there, okay. Munter. And I think Dingu Mountain will just have to give him that little bit of a break and might struggle to pick him up. So I think Beretta offers the best value there. And then we've got Zadok the Priest. He'll give a sight with 54 kilos, but all these others have got a lot more weight through a softish track. And number 3, Carluka for 4. That's my first four in order, guys. 1, 2, 6, and 3.
Okay, for Darren, it's 2 to beat 1, 3, and 6. 2, 1, 3, and 6. The third is the Schweppes here. A couple of debuting 2-year-olds, or now 3-year-olds.
Yes, you wouldn't believe what's sitting on the desk here at home, Andrew. But Malays here is a $3.70 chance. Earth at $6. I'll disappoint my mother by saying that. Subami at $51. Tycoon Ma is a $10 chance. Wine Blush at $16. Hestalin at $8. Aquatic is out, the deduction, 8 cents a win and nothing the place. Savan out, 12 cents a win and nothing the place. Revolver at $7. Betcha Thinking with blinkers on today at 26. Bright Lights Baby is a $13 chance. In Times of War at $3. And Lara Panetta came out this morning, 6 cents a win and nothing the place. And marvellous gesture there from James Cummings and Team Hawks to give Chris Waller a little bit better chance of winning this race, now having 6 of the 10 runners instead of 7 of the 13. Best back runner here, dollar-wise, is In Times of War. This went off straight away. In a full field, 460 into 440. Interesting to hear Dave Stanley on the Big Sports Breakfast this morning say that it had been supported in the 1,000 guineas. Good test for it today. First start in a race there for Jerry Harvey. Malaise has been the second best supported runner. And this first starter here, Tycoon Ma, went up 50 to 1 in a full field. They took it. It was 26 into 21 by last night. Went up 16 this morning, and it's now a $10 chance. So interesting, a long price move there for Tycoon Ma in the third.
Yeah, interesting. Your thoughts there on the trial, Ray. Hard race to map because there's no obvious leader. Obviously, we've got some first starters. Sue Bame looks like it'll go forward. I wouldn't be surprised if In Times of War settles handy, and Bright Lights Baby off the inside gate. She could possibly kick forward here and put herself in the race, but very the map for me.
Yeah, and an intriguing race, isn't it, Paul? I've got Malaise on top, number one, ahead of 12 In Times of War. I think they're two very promising three-year-olds. I just love the way this chestnut colt by Helmut Malaise hit the line on debut at Canterbury in the race won by Mediterranean about 5-6 weeks ago. He's had a little freshen up since, nice trial in between, and I just think he's a nice horse on the way up, and that race experience will stand him in good stead. Number 12 In Times of War, Paul, eye-catching recent trial effort at Rose Hill. She was smoking along the inside of that trial, going to the line hard-held, looked to have plenty up her sleeve, beautifully bred filly by Street Cry, Winks the Sigh out of the former brilliant filly Military Rose, and I'm not surprised, as Glenn mentioned, has been a good move for her already. I thought number six, Hess Dalen, was an each way chance. Nice run on debut, can improve. That was on a heavy 10 here at Warwick Farm. Got through the conditions well that day. Again, race experience will stand it in good stead. And number two, Earth, was considered good enough to take to Brisbane during the winter. Resumes here, has got ability, got the nice draw, Hugh Bowman in the saddle. Really interesting race this, Paul. I've got one Malaise on top from 12 in Times of War. Two nice horses here, 6 and 2, the best of the rest.
Yeah, look, I've got similar numbers, 12, 11, 1 and 2. I've got in Times of War on top. Really liked her trials, love her action. She hasn't been let go. We'll see how she handles today when she's in race conditions. But as you said, she's trialled well. She's a beautifully bred filly, and she's from the right stable, Chris Waller, although he does dominate the numbers, as Munty suggested. I'll take the gamble on her to beat the 11 Bright Lights Baby. She should have won on debut. That was a heavy 10 up on the Beaumont track. She just got badly held up. If they kick forward on her, as I expect they might, so she'll give a decent side at odds. Number one, Malaise, hard to knock. Solid debut behind Mediterranean. Very quiet trial at Warwick Farm. And number two, Earth, is probably the runner I'm most interested in to see. There's always been raps on this horse, but he just failed to deliver up until today. But as Ray pointed, he's had two Group 2 starts before he went out for a spell. So much easier here. Big watch on number two, Earth. 12, 11, 1 and 2.
One's the fancy for Darren Flindell. Malaise to beat 9, 12 and 11. 1, 9, 12, 11 in race 3. We'll look at race 4 after the break.
Sky Sports Radio zeroes in on the Central Coast for Wyong's two-day Cup Carnival. This Sunday, it's Ladies' Day, with fashions on the field set to explode in an array of colour trackside. And Friday, September 2...
And they're off and racing in the Wyong Cup.
The listed $160,000 Wyong Gold Cup and the Mona Lisa for the very best fillies and mares will bring Wyong to life. Get all the Wyong Carnival updates daily on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
All the King's Horses, the Bart Cummings story, is on DVD.
Everything was done the right way. It was done his way.
He had absolute faith in what he did.
He took horses to another level and made them champions.
Demanded excellence at every stage of the training process.
1 in 4 in a Melbourne Cup. That's as good as Bradman's batting average.
We commemorate the legacy of the Cup's King on the extended unseen DVD version with bonus features.
Winning life well lived on a betting ticket.
Available from August 18.
Your best source of weekend winners returns this Thursday night. Don't miss the New Look Form Line with Greg Radley, Ron Duffacy, Nick Ashman and Nick Quinn. In-depth analysis, market movers and more. Form Line, 7:30 Thursday night on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Sydney comes to life this September through November at the Sydney Spring Carnival.
And they're off and racing.
Be trackside Saturday, September 10, when Group 1 Racing returns to Rosehill Gardens with the DeBortley Wines Golden Rose Stakes. Cheer our best three-year-olds home as they strive for the lion's share of a cool $1 million. It's also your chance to splash your favourite silks and enjoy the finest hospitality. Book your tickets today at theatc.com.au. The Sydney Spring Carnival. It's where Sydney comes to life.
Celebrating the best New South Wales racing, Sky Sports Radio.
And a couple of trainers have given me a text that it is now raining at Warwick Farm, so we're just going to have to monitor this over the next few hours, but becoming a little bit more than just light, misty stuff, so we'll keep an eye on it. We're previewing the meeting with Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas. Glenn Munsey's here. Glenn, what about the fourth?
Okay, Andrew, and good to see those trainers backing me up there. In the fourth race here, the tab.com.au handicap over 2200. There'll be a couple of tied ones at the end of this. Doc Holliday is an $11 chance. Kanji for Joey Pride there, and Joey will join us. He'll be able to give us an updated weather report after 10 on Tab Talk from Warwick Farm. It's a $13 chance. Two Ronnies is at $10. Another Snappy at $8. Prescience, the favourite, at $2.70. Crossing Guards at $8. I'm a Baker's at $10. Pyramid Prince at $11. Margarita Rush is $8. And Chaquanita is a $15 chance. That is Rod Gallegos' tip off the Big Sports Breakfast this morning. Pretty quiet the trade here. Most of the money for the favourite Prescience has come this morning, and it's unchanged. Second pick, because of the Rod Gallegos influence, is Chaquinta. And third pick is I'm a Baker, who's actually 15 into 10 this morning, with most of its money coming today.
They're always tactical affairs, these staying contests, especially at Warwick Farm. But I've got another Snappy, the leader from Kanji. Pyramid Prince won't be far away, and that's about it of the on-paces, Ray. But don't be surprised if something makes a mid-race.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it, Paul? Look, Prescience, or Prescience, been costly for punters, but I think ticks a couple of boxes today. Three runs back from the spell have been sound. I know he's been a beaten favourite odds on three times in recent starts, but if you have been on him before, give him one more chance today. The wet track won't bother him, and the significant factor up to 2,200 metres. I think he's been looking for this trip. Hugh Bowman to ride. Surely this is his chance to break through. He's short enough, though, about the 270, as Glenn mentioned, but I've got him on top. From the rank outside, number 10, Chiquinta. It's interesting that there's been a move for Chiquinta at the big odds at $15. I thought it's run last start, and the Shelley Girls win at Warwick Farm was an eye-catcher. That was on a heavy 10, and she made up good ground late, Chiquinta. She's definitely a much better chance than her current odds suggest at the $15. Of the rest, 8 Pyramid Prince from the Greg Hickman stable. Racing well, gets in well with the claim particularly. And 1 Doc Holliday. The horse has ability, Paul. Hasn't showed it in 2 runs back, but he's fitter now and could also improve now. He's up to the 2,200. Number 5, Prescience. He's been costly, but I think today might be the day. 5, 10, 8 and 1, Paul?
Yeah, I'm giving him one more chance. 5, 8, 6 and 10. I've got him on top. I do actually quite like maidens running in these low benchmark races because they haven't been penalised yet for that maiden win. If he'd managed to win one of those maidens, he'd be carrying about an extra 2.5 to 3 kilos. So we're still getting him here on 57, as you said, Ray. Hughie Bowman, Chris Waller combined, and the soft track won't worry him. So Prescient, on his last chance today, he needs to beat these. There's not a lot of depth to the opposition. Now, number 8, Pyramid Prince, handles it soft, rock hard fit, racing well, home track advantage. I've got him as the Quinella horse. Number 6, Crossing Guard, who actually finished third behind Pyramid Prince at Gosford 2 starts ago, then came out and won to Frank the Form. He's a real wet tracker. So if the rain does arrive, keep an eye on number 6. And the best of the rest here, I've got number 10, Chiquinta. So a few of us throwing Chiquinta into the numbers. Maybe worth an each-way ticket there. 5, 8, 6 and 10 in the fourth.
For Darren Flindell, he's gone for 8 Pyramid Prince to beat 9, 1 and 5. 8, 9, 1 and 5 in race 4. By the way, Darren Flindell on air at 10 to 11 every Wednesday doing his 10-minute preview. So that's coming up later this morning. A bit more on his tips. Race 5 here, the hashtag, the Races Handicap.
Yes, good to see part of our organisation listen to this program. I won't be answering that. Thank you, Rob. We've got Beretta here. It's a scratching at 8 cents the win and nothing the place. Antonio Giuseppe is now $2.50 favourite. Zorconig at four. Oh, geez, the boys are just changing these prices. Let's start again here. Antonio Giuseppe is at $2.50. Zorconic at $4. You can't get any more up to date than that. They're changing the prices that I'm reading them out. Never Back Down's at $18. We've got Ready Already, came out yesterday, 5 cents a win and nothing the place. Spiritos at $10. I'm a Nui at $3.80. We've got Mary Orr out yesterday, 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Hypernicus at $7.50. Two Chic at 26, and Trinity River came out this morning, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Up until right at this second, the most popular runner is I'm a Nui, who has the grand total of $25 on it more than Antonio Giuseppe. And most of the money for Antonio Giuseppe has come this morning, and it's actually $2.70 into $2.50. In that same period of time, I'm a Nui has gone $3.30 out to $3.80. Third pick is Zuconic, who's been 4.20 into 4 this morning. And the fourth pick is Hypernicus, unchanged at the 7.50.
Yeah, well, Zuconic's the one that really improves with the scratching because the two other on-pace runners have come out. So he should just cruise across now and do what he likes out in front. Apart from that, there's not much speed. I think Antonio Giuseppe will be ridden a lot closer with Hughie Bowman aboard off a good gate. And the other runner I've got going into a handy position will be Emma Nui from that good draw as well, Ray. So all the favoured runners should basically settle in the first three, and I've got it really down between them.
Yeah, I read it exactly the same way, Paul. Antonio Giuseppe just stalking Zorconic. I think they'll fight it out. He was really good, wasn't he, at Canterbury, second up. And the most impressive part of that win, Paul, particularly was the last 100 metres. He was strong to the line, Antonio Giuseppe. Can only be improved for mine. I know he goes up in weight, but as Paul said, got the right draw, should get the perfect run, Hugh Bowman to ride. 1,600 metres, Warwick Farm on a track that's probably going to be deteriorating by race 5. It won't bother him. He's the horse to beat number 2, Antonio Giuseppe. From 3, Zorconig. He'll probably get that soft lead, as Paul suggested. And his form sound, he'll be hard to run down for sure. Number 7, I'm a Nui. Most impressive first up at Kembla. Had 25 days between runs, but should take improvement out of that and handles the wet tracks. And of the rest, I thought number 9, Hypernicus, never too far away. Honest type, comes off a good run at Warwick Farm last start. But Antonio Giuseppe, on top selection for mine. 2, 3, 7 and 9 in the fifth.
Yeah, we'll save some time here because my number's exactly the same, 2379. Look, Antonio Giuseppe, can't add much to what Ray said. The way he packed the line on the heavy eight for me gives him a big tick, and the fact that he's versatile enough to settle a bit closer. Zaun Koenig, gee, he looked good in the yard last start. The Snowdens have got this bloke looking $1 million. Couldn't quite get past Scott Unders, which worries me a touch, but he does come back to Wednesday grade today. Number seven, Emanui, he's the promising galloper on the up, but he's meeting a couple of good ones here, and Hypernicus, he'll be running home late into third or fourth. 2379, exactly the same as Ray Thomas.
Yeah, look, boxed up numbers for Darren Flindell. He's gone 2 to beat 3, 9 and 7. 2, 3, 9 and 7 in race 5. Race 6, is the price. Yes?
Now, that's unbelievable. We've got the three tips of this morning have got the four numbers the same. Adam Pengilly last night on Formline Extra went 2, 7, 9, 3. So there's four people think there's only got four chances. I know that it's only a field of seven.
Well, you can box them up.
Yeah, so that might pay a record low dividend, that first four there, if everyone's following.
Well, let's hope they are right.
Yes, of course. Well, that's what we're paying them for, Andrew, to be
What
right.
about race six? And this Naita, what price are you betting it now?
For you, Andrew, $3. For everyone else, the same. At lot 341, here's an $11 chance. Shoe Peg, also $11. Mino Marsh Potato at $13. You Are Golden, I'm not referring to you, Andrew, that's the horse's name, at $21. Tennessee Huzzy is a $6.50 chance. Chloe's Comet at $11. Stilettoed Vixen is a $6 chance. Bannatyne with blinkers on today at $13. Bermuda Blue at $21. Cry for Peace at $15. And Champawi is a scratching. Well, they're really only interested in the toppy here in the shape of Naeta. Did go up 320 in a full field. Was 320 into 3 by this morning. Has remained at that $3 quote. A long, long, long way away second is Shoe Peg, who's actually been 13 into 11 today. And you need a telescope to find the third pick.
Yeah, look, I think I've got the first three worked out. Chloe's Comet probably leads from Stiletto Vixen and Bannatyne go forward with those blinkers going on, but not 100% sure where Naeta goes to because she missed the kick last start and sort of got back, but most of her form before that she was handy. So we'll leave that up to Blake Shin from the wide draw as to where he settles on Naeta.
Yeah, it was a gun ride, wasn't it, last start on Naeta to win at Canterbury, just hugged the rails and brilliant ride. But the most impressive part, Paul, was the way she attacked the line that day. She's a promising type. Both her wins this prep have been excellent. I take your point about that awkward gate, but Blake Shin's the master. And by race six, Paul, it might be the place to be anyway if that rain comes, to be a little wider. And look, she's a mare who does handle these conditions and comes into this race in white-hot form. Clearly on top, number one, Naeta. Stiletto Vixen, solid run last start in Saturday class to run third behind the handy Team Snowden mare Extensible. She'll run well here. She'll get a nice run too from her favourable gate. Number five, You Are Golden's a handy type. And watch for three Shoe Peg first up. Glenn mentioned there's been some money for this Bernardini mare. She did win first up last prep and is bred to handle these track conditions without a problem at all. But Naeta, Even luck in running, Paul, I think she'll win again. 1, 8, 5, and 3.
Yeah, I've got her on top too. 1, 3, 7, and 9. I was concerned about the 61 kilos through what could be the deteriorating track, but her stats say she gets through it, and obviously she's 2 from 2 this prep. So we'll just go with what we know and stick with Naeta on top. I think number 3, Shoe Peg, is the value runner. She's trialling well, good first up stats, handles the going, and barrier 1. It'll be interesting to see how the track's playing by race 6, whether that's an advantage or a disadvantage. Number 7, Chloe's Comet, I think she'll give some stick out in front just because she's fit and she'll go forward without much pressure. And the best of the rest, I thought number 9, Bannatyne, these blinkers going on intrigue me a bit with her. I wouldn't be surprised if she improves. 1, 3, 7, and 9 in race 6.
For Darren Flindell, it's 1 as well. Naeta to beat 6, 7, and 2. 1, 6, 7, and 2. And the meeting wraps up, Glenn, at 4:45, the Tab Rewards Handicap.
Yes, indeed you do, Andrew. And it's an interesting race, 1,100-metre race here. Lion Couchant is a $4.60 chance. Baradoo's at $7.50. Skripchenko at $11. Sugar Bay Leonard with the tongue tie on today. I don't know if that's for the owner or for the horse, but it's $5.50 anyway. Typecast is out, no deduction. Torchbearer's at $11. Mandalong Royal is a 101 chance. Young Wheat is a $10 chance. Madame Lily at $3.40. Sir Miraggio is a scratching here. 10 cents a win and nothing the place. I've got to check if it's still running at the Sunny Coast. Our Meteor's at 11 and Elite Hong Kong's a $26 chance. Best supported runner here is Madame Lily. Has been 380 into 340 this morning. Best back to beat it is Young Wheat here for Jason Collett and Matty Smith, looking for 3 wins in a row. Was scratched from Hawkesbury last Thursday. It's been 12 into 10 this morning and the second best back runner in the race.
Yeah, well, they're the two that probably take a sit here with abundance of speed on paper. Lion Couchant, Baradu, Torchbearer right there, and also Elite Hong Kong. So I've got four of them buying to the front. So maybe the punters are coming for the ones that will just tuck in behind them, Ray.
Yeah, which will be number nine, Madam Lily. I think she's a very promising mare, Paul. Bred to be an exceptional type, more than ready out of Bollinger, probably not a better bred horse racing all day at Warwick Farm today. And she was really good first up on that heavy eight at Wyong with an arrogance about her win. She's come back in terrific order. I know this is a step up again, but she's a horse with a lot of promise and progressing the right way, number nine, Madam Lily. Number four, Sugar Bay, Leonard Ferroni Duffacy, our good friend. As long as it doesn't get too wet, boys, it just sort of struggled second up on that soft track at Gosford. Handy horse, provided that rain doesn't deteriorate this track into a heavy range. He'll be thereabouts. Number three, Skripchenko, returned to form last start at Canterbury. And number one, Lion Couchant, comes off that runaway win at Gosford on a soft seven. Will be up in front and gets in well with Kobe Jennings' claim. But nine, Madam Lily, very good first up, Paul. I think can win again. 9, 4, 3, and 1.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. 9 on top, 9, 4, 8, and 3. Everything you said spot on. The word arrogance I used there for the way she won, which you used as well, and it was a bit arrogant the way they backed her, $1.70 into $1.45. So a big move from a good stable. I think Madame Lily can definitely take the step up here. She's one of the best bets of the day. Number four, Sugar Bay Leonard. He did handle a heavy nine on debut when third at Warwick Farm, but he's definitely not as good in that as he is on a better track, but keep an eye on conditions for him. Number eight, Young Huey, best value runner of the race, 2 from 2 this prep on heavy and soft. And then I've got Skripchenko, who will be suited by the fast pace up front. 9, 4, 8, and 3 in the last.
Boys, I'd be tuned into Tab Talk after 10 o'clock this morning when we put it to Joe Pride. Okay. What's going to happen with his runners if the track's downgraded?
All right, we'll talk to Joe shortly. In the last for Darren, it's 3 to beat 6, 9, and 2. 3, 6, 9, and 2. Darren's best is race 5, number 2. As I say, Darren will be on air at 10 to 11 with his own preview to elaborate. What's your best, Ray?
Yeah, the same, race 5, number 2, Antonio Giuseppe, but also thinking the first Andrew, race 1, number 3, Royal Navy, can get punters off to a good start.
Race 1, number 3, but certainly race 5, number 2. Good luck to you, Ray.
Thanks very much, Andrew, and all best to your listeners as well.
Good on you, mate. Ray Thomas there. What about you, Paul, at this stage?
Yeah, look, I think Beretta can knock off the odds on favourite in race 2. So race 2, number 1, Beretta to knock off Dingu Mountain. And then in the last, I do think race 7, number 9, Madame Lily is the best bet of the day. Just hopefully the track isn't an absolute mess by then. So yeah, at this stage, race 7, number 9, the best, but I have something on Beretta early in the card.
Race 2, number 1. Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you later in the week.
For sure. Thanks, guys.
Paul Joyce, Ray Thomas, Glenn Munsey sticking around for Tab Talk. Plenty of interviews. We're also going to be chatting with Jim Wilson, who saw the Olympians come back out of Mascot a couple of hours ago. That final field's out for the Run to the Rose on Saturday, a lineup of 12. This is the barrier draw. Astern has drawn 3. Good Standing 10, El Divino 1, Star Turner's drawn 5, Tessera 4, Manalio Blonic 2, Telperion 11, Nikita 7, Mediterranean 9, Impending 6, Salaman 8, and Gadfly has drawn 12 of 12. That's the draw. At the moment, Rose Hill is soft 5, but we'll monitor that, obviously, between now and Saturday. After the break, plenty coming up on Tab Talk.